Radio Wave.
Window on the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
Now, over the past 15 weeks in this weekly feature, I've covered many aspects of the work and activities taking place to support the hospices. However, it's time to focus on one of the most vital areas.
This week we're looking at the medical side of the hospice, and I'm joined by one of the doctors here at the hospices. Good afternoon to Dr. Emily Sills. Welcome to Radio Wave.
Hello.
How long have you been working here at the hospice?
Coming up to 2 years.
Now, working at the hospice, is that here just at Woking or at the Sam Beer?
Well, as a medical team, we tend to cover cross-site, across both units. I'm predominantly based at the inpatient unit at Woking, yes, because there's several doctors and we each have our individual areas of specialty. But as a general team, we all work together and cross-cover each other.
Now, what does a day in the life of a doctor at the hospice consist of?
Well, it's very variable, and I suppose each day is very different. Generally, we start with a handover from the nursing staff to find out how the patients have been overnight, identify problems, and so we go through the patients on the ward. Then we discuss what beds we've got available, if we've got beds available, who we can have admitted for that coming day. And then it's a case of reviewing the patients that need to be reviewed on a daily basis and then arranging for admissions. That's on the inpatient unit. Right. It's obviously different in the different medical areas that you work in.
Okay. Now, in terms of the use that you're saying, you morning you have the handover from the nursing staff, so there's not always a doctor on site at the hospice?
No, there is, generally. Nine to five, there will be a medic covering the ward, generally. And that's why we're covering both sites. Obviously, we've all got other kind of commitments that we do as well, but generally, as much as possible, there is someone there 9 to 5. We also cover 24 hours, medical cover 24 hours, 7 days a week. So generally, there will be somebody here.
Now, in terms of admissions to the as an inpatient, what are the reasons that people would come into the hospice?
There's various reasons that people can come in for the hospice, and I think some of these aren't necessarily known about. I mean, first most obvious one that most people think of would be for end-of-life care. And so a large proportion of our patients will come in for the last days to weeks of their life. Another really key one is for symptom control admission, and in those situations people are either identified by our community nurse specialists or by GPs or by the hospital teams that need more expertise in complex symptom management. They will come in for a period of time, we will assess them, manage their symptoms, and then they will be discharged from that either to our community team for ongoing follow-up there. And a reason they can come in is for respite care. So we have a system, a rolling rota, where we offer a week period at a time where patients can come in purely for respite if they've got complex palliative care symptoms that can't be managed in alternative settings such as a nursing home. Then they can come into the hospice for respite, which gives the carer a period of time, allows them to have a week off, and also gives the patient a bit of a change of surroundings. So respite care also for psychological, psychosocial reasons. So it's not necessarily just symptom control, but it's support if they're having a particularly distressing time or struggling with issues at home. If they've got issues like that, then patients can't be admitted for that. And then we do have an initiative with the St Peter's Hospital, whereby we have a bed that's specifically for patients at the end of life, and we work closely with the palliative care team over at St Peter's. The palliative care team there identifies patients that are in the last weeks of life to patients that sometimes might not have had the opportunity to come to a hospice, perhaps because they have got a non-malignant disease. So and they are transferred to our bed here. And that's a new initiative that we've started in the last few years.
And just one final question then on this particular area is, How is it decided whether they come to the Woking Hospice or the Sambair Hospice?
We work as one unit, essentially. Although we've got beds at two different sites, we work together, and that involves a lot of close liaison in the morning. So both teams, first thing in the morning, following the handover, will have a look how many beds they've got available, what we can offer, and liaise with each other to make sure that that's appropriate. So those patients are offered to come to the hospice in general. Some people specify they'd rather go to Weybridge because of family or whatever, because their relatives can get there. Some people would specify Woking. But if patients don't have a preference, then it's sometimes quicker for them to not have a preference, because then they get the first bed that comes available based on their need.
And we know a lot of support is given to people out in the community. Mm. Does the medical doctors team go out into the community as well?
Yeah, no, absolutely. As I say, the different colleagues that I work with, some of them are actually based in the community. Well, they predominantly do the community work, so they will go out with the community nurse specialist and do visits, or they'll do individual home visits. Or we have outpatients that the more well patients will come up to the hospice and be seen in that way.
Right. Now, in terms of somebody that comes into the hospice under your care, how much liaison is done with other groups, other organisations, GPs?
Yeah, no, there's a huge amount of kind of collaboration with other services, because ultimately when the patients are in the community, they're still looked after by their general practitioner. They're the key medic there. But obviously, so there's a lot of liaison with the general practitioner. And of course, with the community nurse specialists, we obviously, because they're with us here in the hospice, we are talking to them all the time. They're coming onto the ward and talking about patients and whether or not they might need an admission or whatever. And then there's the other kind of healthcare professionals in the community, such as the district nurses, the team at the Beacon, because some of our patch, our community team, it isn't just in, it stretches down towards Guildford area as well, which is covered by a slightly different community team. Mm. So there's a liaison with them, and also there's a lot of liaison that goes on with the hospital palliative care team, and then the hospital specialists such as the oncologists. Mm. and the kind of specialists up there.
So life is always busy, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
So when you are not caring and you're not working, how do you relax?
Well, actually, I enjoy running, and and also I have a family, so they keep me very busy.
Thanks again, Emily, for joining us and sharing what happens with the medical team.
No, thank you.
So an interesting view on what happens down there with the medical team. Now, just a quick reminder that it's just over 2 weeks' time before it's the annual Santa Fun Run on behalf of the Woking and Sambair Hospice. It's going to take place on Sunday the 7th of December at the Mercedes-Benz World here in Brooklands. And hundreds of Santas, big and small, are expected to run, jog, walk, whatever, the 2.5 or the 5 kilometre route around Brooklands. And they all have one thing in common, and that is raising essential funds for all the care that is provided by the hospice. Now, the run is a family event, so all members of the family can take place. Also, it's a great team-building experience for you and maybe your work colleagues or your sports team or your social groups. Get together, form a team, or you do it individually. All adults will receive a free Santa outfit, and all children get a free Santa hat when they sign up. It costs £10 for adults to enter, £5 for under-16s, and then get your sponsorship in, and all the money raised by the Santas goes straight to hospice care. If you want to register, it's straightforward. Online, go to www.wsbhospices.co.uk/Santa. Or if you want to call the fundraising team, you can do that on 01483 881752. That's 01483 881752. Or if you go into one of the 17 Woking and Sambair Hospices shops, they have details and the entry forms. And if you want that website one more time, here it is.
For more information about the hospices, go to their website, wsbhospices.co.uk. Radio Wales.